Hi guys, I'm UK Des, and this is the third part of how to be a webcam model. This is the questions and answers section where you ask your questions and I try and answer them as best I can. So one of the first questions I was asked was, how many hours do I have to stream for? That's basically entirely up to you. Most of the sites, you'll be given the access to like a calendar where you just fill in when you're on, basically. And yeah, that's it. You can stream for an hour a day, 2 hours a day. How much money do you want to earn, basically? What you'll find is you'll get a different demographic of people coming on. So what's good in the UK, you'll get a lot of Brits on around 10 o'clock at night, UK time. Just because basically everyone's going to bed. And they got a little bit of porn at the end. That basically goes around all the world. So yeah, how many hours do you want? You know, simple as that. The second question I got asked, do you have to be gay or bi to stream? Neither. You don't have to be gay, bi, or straight. You can be anything, literally. There's trans sections, there's obviously females, males, gay, straight, bi, you name it. They're all on there. So yeah, simple as that, really. And the next question leads on from the last one. Is it mainly men or women that you cam for? It's a porn site, basically, so it is mostly men. Don't get me wrong, you get women on there. You do get quite a few women. Me personally, I get between 2 and 3 a week. I'm sure other people will say in their experience they've had loads more. My majority of my customers, they're mostly men. So yeah, that's it really. It is what it is. You'll find your market, whether you want to or not. And when I say whether you want to or not, people will find you when you're online, and that will dictate what sort of clientele you're going to get. But I would say the majority of people get men on there. So the next question goes on to, what do you have to do whilst you're streaming? I'm guessing that's when in private, that kind of thing. That's entirely up to you. I'll try and keep it as clean for YouTube as possible. But yeah, you can do really whatever you want. There is on each site normally a tip menu where if you want to do something specific, like, I don't know, show your feet, that's a thing, quite a big thing, and you can set a price for that. If you want to slap your ass, there's also a price for that. That come in a drop down menu, especially on StreamMate have that option. There's not many for guys options, there's a lot for women, so guys at the moment are having to adapt the tip menu to what they can actually do, because we don't have boobs. Some men might have boobs, but yeah. So I am talking to StreamMate at the moment. I do talk to him regularly. We are trying to get like a guy friendly, basically what guys can do, because there is a small hole in that market for StreamMate. With Chatterbait, whatever you want, there's on Chatterbait, there's bots. And these bots will post a message into your chat, the same as what StreamMate do, but they post the message, you actually fill in your details. So if you want to slap your ass, if you want to paint your toenails, if you want to do anything, you type that in. That's your choice. You set the price. So what you have to do on cam, you can sit there and talk for an hour. And when your tip menu gets to a certain amount, that then will start a live show doing whatever it is you've said you're going to do. Whether that be sitting there masturbating for 5 minutes or using a toy, something like that. So yeah, I hope I've kind of explained that properly. There is nothing you have to do. It's entirely up to you. So if you stream mate, you don't sit there nude, so you don't have to worry about being nude in open chat. That's kind of a bit more of a private thing where you would want to a charge for it, and you control the situation because you're more comfortable. Chatterbait, a lot of people go nude in open chat and try and entice people into private or to tip. So yeah, you choose basically what you want to do. Try not to waffle on too much, but there's no hard and fast rules. There's always a description on everyone's chat room on Chatterbaits at the top. Streammates in your bio. You can also write into your bio on Chatterbait. So those, you can tell people what you like doing, what to expect from a show from you, if you've got anything you like. So you can plan all that in advance. There's no real problem with that. When you do Sky Private, you can talk to people on Skype beforehand. Same as how Skype works, you start by messaging people or messaging each other. You can agree to what you want to do before the show. So yeah, I hope that kind of clears up. Other sites have different, as I say, I am on all the sites, I have signed up for all the sites, but I've not really used them all to know exactly what the full ins and outs of how they work. I will do in a later video just to, you know, just so I can give like a bit of comparison. But yeah, the three that I use, that's how they work. You just set a description and plan it in Skype chat if you're doing it through Skype. So yeah, that's that one hopefully covered for you. And the most common question I must get asked on literally a daily basis, and this is why I kind of sort of done this video set, which is how much money can be made and how much money do you make. I do okay on it. Everyone is different. There's no hard and fast answer to this, because I might do something in a live chat that you don't do or you don't want to do, so I'm profiteering off of that. Also, we don't all look the same, we're not all built the same. There'll be guys who are 10 times fitter than me, pretty much 20 years younger than me, who are raking it I'm talking from my experience, and this is where this video set comes from, because a lot of people ask me how much money I earn. And as I say, depending on what you're willing to do, how much you charge your rates, basically that's it. Just those two things. Just making sure you're online. The more you're online, the more people that see you, so you build up a bigger fan base. Also, when it comes to earning money, the more time you spend online, especially to start off with, will help, because you've got something called a favorites list. Every member who is a paying customer has a favorites list. And the more time you're online, the more people that see you who can add you to their favorites list, and in turn will come back regular if they like you, and you'll earn a profit maybe that way. One thing, make sure you're on if you say you're on. Don't set your reminders and your calendar to say you're going to be on at Saturday at 10 o'clock, because if you've got 300 people who are on your favorites list, 500 people, 600 people, anything, and you don't show, it's not that they're not going to follow you again, but it shows unreliability. So make sure if you say you're going to be online. Don't mess people about, because there are lots of replacements for you on there. So yeah, just be honest with people, really. But yeah, that's it, really. You also don't have to look a particular way. As I said just now, everyone is different. Everyone does something different in their show that someone will love. Some will hate it. I've got regulars who love feet. Others absolutely hate it. It's quite a good idea to get like if you plan your show, basically. I'm not going to waffle on about it. Just plan your show. If you're going to say you're going to do a shit feet show, make sure it's known, so your regulars don't log on and they don't get upset. Not upset, but they don't. If it doesn't turn them on, they're not going to stay. They'll go somewhere else anyway for that one session. But they'll know to come back next time if you keep them up to date. Is there a particular type of person? 18-year-olds really fit. 18, 19, 20, they're always going to do better than an older guy like me. That's not to say there's not a market for me. There's a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-olds who also like older guys. There's the dad bod, the DILFs, that kind of thing. So, A, if you want to be a webcam model, have a go. Because it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, bi, trans, anything you like, you will tick someone's box somewhere. It may not be the biggest market, and I don't know, and that's why that is the hardest question for me to answer. How much money are you going to make? I don't know, because I don't know how many hours you're going to spend online. I don't know what you're into. If you've got a problem with showing your willy, showing your boobs to guys or girls, that's a massive problem. That's not a massive problem, but it changes all the variables. So if you don't like showing your willy to guys, and you're a guy and you don't like doing that, well then you've limited your market. So for me to say, oh, you'll earn 300 quid a week, 400 quid a week, 500 quid a week. If you don't do that kind of thing, it's irrelevant, because everyone does it. And if you don't do it, you will still have a market, but you've narrowed that market considerably. So yeah, how much can you earn? You can earn anything from a fiver a week. Being realistic, you can earn a fiver a week to, I've had weeks where I've earned 1,000, yeah, probably about $1,200 in a week. Does it happen every week? No. There are things you can do that help. As I say, promote yourself on Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you have accounts. StreamMate don't allow you to advertise your social media. Yeah, so Chatterbait don't have that. So just literally just use your social media to build up a fan base if you're going to use Chatterbait. You can always, through Twitter, try and move those people over to another platform where you're potentially getting more money for it, for your shows. As I say, Chatterbait does, for me, more tips than live shows. So I try and get my customers off of Chatterbait onto StreamMate, where I can charge for a good amount for a private show. That's not to say I try and take everyone off of one platform onto another. That just means that if I know someone is following me on social media, I make sure I'm pumping out tweets that say, go and watch me on this site. Because if they log in, you potentially can earn more money. As I say, asking someone on stream how much they earn is such a big question. There's two other cam models that got asked, and they basically said the same thing. There's two of those, so their rates are going to be higher because they've got to support both of them. And that's not going to, that's, you're one person, you can't charge the same as what two people can, unless you're really hot, really a woman, because women do awesome. I know quite a few, I chat to quite a few cam model women, and when they tell me how much they earn compared to how much I earn, it's a totally different ball game, because it's the male webcamming industry is harder than the women's. It's not to say you can't make it, that's not to say you can't get a living from it, but yeah, just be mindful when you see women saying, oh yeah, earn £1,000, because there is videos of that on YouTube, and they're saying, yeah, earn it all week, every week. Guys, our market is not here, especially when you get to my age, that market goes down a little bit. So yeah, hopefully that's probably asked most of your questions. If you do have other questions, feel free to message me on your social media. I'll try and do another video for you. From here, we'll probably do like an OnlyFans video next, maybe, just on how to set up that kind of thing, how OnlyFans works. So in the meantime, until the next video, which will hopefully be very soon, add me to your notifications, all that. I don't know, like this video, check out my other ones, I've got three others. Hit the notifications, like it, share it. I think that's basically what you do on all of them. And hit that notifications button. Cool, guys. Cheers. See you later.